called a neuromedicine scientist to be looking at how it causes sleeplessness in zebrafish. And although various genes have been identified with sleeplessness, researchers believe this one could be the relevant one for us humans.
We understand very little about sleeplessness, even though we spend a third of our lives trying to sleep. So let's find out more from David Prober, who's an assistant professor of biology at the California Institute of Technology. Welcome to the show, David.
Nice to talk to you.
So tell us a little bit more about this zebrafish. Are there similar genetics then when it comes to zebrafish and humans?
Right, so like you said, we spend about a third of our lives asleep, and actually sleep-like behaviors have been described in many animals, including even simple animals like flies and worms, but we still don't have a good understanding for why we sleep or how sleep is regulated. And like you said, beyond just a general interest, these questions are important because sleep disorders are pervasive in modern societies, but we don't understand the genetic or neurological causes of this disorder.
So what have you found?
So we use zebrafish for our study because zebrafish are a vertebrate animal like us, and as a result, their brains and their genes are similar to ours, but they have a major advantage. There's a major advantage to working with these animals, which is that they can be used to perform what's called a genetic screen, where we can test for thousands of genes for their effects on sleep. And so that's what we did in this story.
Right, and you've identified a gene that if it's overactivated, it causes insomnia. Is that right?
So we identified one gene called neuromedin U, or also known as NMU, that when we overexpressed it, it almost completely blocks sleep at night, which in several ways resembles insomnia in humans. And then we also found that if we created zebrafish that don't make NMU, that these fish were sluggish, especially at dawn. And this suggests that NMU is normally especially important for the transition from nighttime sleep to daytime wakefulness, at least in the zebrafish.
So what can you do then with this research? What's next? How can that help us combat sleeplessness, if it can?
Well, like I said before, we still don't know the causes of sleep disorders such as insomnia, and it's possible, based on our results, that hyperactivation of the NMU system might underlie at least some cases of insomnia in humans. And if this is true, then it's possible that drugs that inhibit the system might one day be useful as therapies for insomnia, although many further studies in humans are necessary to test these ideas.
It's interesting, we mentioned that we spend a third of our lives trying to sleep. Why do you think we just don't know enough about how sleep's regulated? You think we would by now?
Well, sleep is a very complicated problem, and it's been really hard to tackle. And it's really in the last few years that people have started to use more unconventional animal models, so animals such as worms, flies, and zebrafish, that bring new approaches to this oral problem. And I think that this is going to help us to understand some basic mechanisms that have been hard to understand so far.
And in terms of if you suffer from insomnia, what is the kind of, how can you tackle that sleep disorder?
Well, these days, I think there's a range of behavioral things, behavioral suggestions, things you can do that help you sleep at night. There are also some drugs available that are very effective, but they're also very nonspecific and they have some serious side effects. So we still don't have any really good tools to combat these disorders.
Okay, thank you, David. That's David Prober, an assistant professor of biology at the California Institute of Technology. Now, what are your company boardroom meetings like? A bit too male and middle-aged, or perhaps you're about to host a big event where most of those taking part are mainly white? Well, one woman appears to have come up with a novel solution. Go online and use the services of rentaminority.com. Awa Madiwi set it up. She told me more.
I've had a lot of frustrations